The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Discovered more than 1,000 years ago by goats roaming in the hills of Ethiopia, coffee today employs 500 million people, from the workers toiling in the fields of Kenya to the teenage baristas at your neighborhood Starbucks. Native only to parts of subtropical Africa, the stimulating effects of wild coffee beans are said to have been first discovered in about 800 AD by an Ethiopian shepherd named Kaldi, whose goats kept him up at night after feasting on red coffee berries. The shepherd shared this find with the abbot at a local monastery, where monks first brewed the beans into a hot drink, reveling in the way it kept them awake during long prayer services. If Ethiopia was the birthplace of coffee, Yemen is where it grew up. The brew first took hold among clerics there, too. But spillover into the secular crowd didn't take long, and skyrocketing demand soon led to the world's first cultivated coffee fields there in the 1300s. The entire Arabian Peninsula became a hotbed of coffee house culture, with cafes called cave canes on every corner.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.